एंड दैट्स वेयर द फिल्म इज. सो
आई थिंक मेरा मेरा रिकॉर्ड मेरा समरी का रिकॉर्ड अली ने ब्रेक कर दिया.
When I heard about you guys starting this podcast, I just imagined myself saying, like, if I were to discuss one movie, which one would it be? And it was just instinctively like, you know, this would be it.
मतलब मेरे को शाहरुख हर चीज में अच्छा लगता है guys, like वो shave कर ले या वो stubble रखे, मतलब but शाहरुख खान very Ray-Ban in Fauji clothes.
Hello everybody, welcome to 10 rupees ki Pepsi, hamara Shahrukh sexy. We are three friends, me, Deeksha, Preeti. We meet weekly, we watch one SRK movie and we discuss it. That's the entire scope of this podcast. Welcome.
But tumhara naam kya
hai? Coming here for the first time. Dikvijay, sorry. Right. Obviously, I had to make a basic mistake. But today, we are not just three friends. So we have our fourth friend also. Ali, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So we have these guest episodes every fourth sort of episode. And we let them decide the movie. So Ali decided, Jab Tak Hai Jaan. I will just hand over to Ali and he can tell us why exactly he selected this movie and then give us a plot as well. Okay.
Also, we should acknowledge he's a loyal listener.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. I was going to say
like
that. Top five fan and friend
of all of us.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very loyal listener. Yeah. He listened to all our episodes, which is either like just like immediate family or like two, three friends at max, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So I was going to start by saying hello, fellow listeners, because I am one of you. But today I'm a official member of this podcast. So again, hello everyone. I chose Jab Tak Hai Jaan. So I think a direct reason is that when I heard about you guys starting this podcast, I just imagined myself saying, like, if I were to discuss one movie, which one would it be? And it was just instinctively like, you know, this would be it. Then I thought a little bit more that if it could be something else or another. And I thought like Main Hoon Na came a little close, but then I was like, no, this one wins.
Wow.
Kaun si movie hogi wo?
But is this because you really like the movie or you really relate to it? Or like, what is the reason?
No, why would I relate? I'm not in this situation.
I mean
heartbreak and all has happened to everybody. Not everybody, yeah, but still.
Okay, yeah. No, take heartbreaks maybe can relate. But anyway, I think it's... So, I mean, this is not even a rom-com, right? It's like, rom is very less. It's less. More about just, you know, the romantic angle, the story and how it transpires and all of that. But
it's
and
heartache.
I like, yeah, it's... But it has a happy ending.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoiler alert.
I think we should just stop with spoiler alerts in this podcast. Nahi dekhi to tumhari galti hai. Ye kyun pad rahe ho sunne aa rahe ho
podcast. Why are you listening if you have not watched the movie?
Trailer dekho jaake. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Ali.
Right. Anyway, so I think it's more of a romantic tragic a little bit as Preeti said, but I think it's the script is really great. Obviously story is there, like, you know, you don't watch this movie because you want to know what will happen at the end. You want to watch it because of the events that take place through the movie and like experience it for filmography or, you know, whatever, right? So I think, I mean, I didn't watch it in theaters. I don't know when I watched it for the first time, but I watched it a few more times. I don't know, definitely less than three or four. But again, like, very excited.
You were what, like 10 when the movie came out?
I was just thinking, yeah, this is like Ali ke bachpan ka movie.
I know, right?
Yeah. This was Diwali.
Ali, you were 10? Oh my God.
No. This is Diwali 2012. No? So this is like 14.
Yeah, dekh lo. That wasn't too far off.
Wow, yeah. I feel very old.
Maybe that is why, like, 14-year Ali ko kya matlab tha ye sabse, right? There were many more action films coming out, maybe. So, but anyway, I think I have enjoyed every bit of the film. maybe it's not like a comfort watch that you might want to watch every now and then, but I watched it a few times. And yesterday also I was wondering, ye log message daal rahe the, maybe wapas dekh lo inke saath. But anyway, that would have been too much. But anyway, I think let's hear it from you, guys. How did you like it?
No, you have to give the plot summary.
No, I have to give a plot summary. Okay.
As one of our loyal listeners, we would expect you to know this.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I was actually wondering whether, you know, I am missing out. What was the sequence? How simping woman's trabate, review trabate, twist trabate.
Hey, but sama aega, ek ek karke. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, let's begin with the plot. So I think movie starts with SRK in his present, in the present day, where he defuses a bomb. And the highlight is that he does that without a bomb jacket. You know, that is the introduction. Then Anushka gets introduced, where she's sort of a 21-year-old, you know, happy-go-lucky, very extroverted sort of a woman. She jumps into a lake for a dare, just for some money. So that's like, you know, her whole personality, that she's very adventurous.
Her whole personality is jumping into a
no, I mean, that tells
it's kind
you.
Of cold water. I kind of agree.
For money. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, she doesn't know swimming. So SRK is there. He saves her. And then, you know, there's he puts on her his jacket and then goes away. And then, you know, Anushka finds a diary in his jacket and she starts reading that. And like, we go back in time 10 years ago. SRK is in London. He's an immigrant doing menial jobs to survive. He meets Katrina, whose name is Meera, and she's from a rich family, you know, business family. Anupam Kher is his father. Meera's identity, you know, is more sort of, she believes in quid pro quo, that if you want something from God, you have to give something in return. And we see some examples of that as well. SRK's personality is very different from how he's shown in the initial minutes of the film. He's an artist, very talkative, very, again, extroverted, you know, always seems to be happy and helping people around. He's also an artist. He sings and plays the guitar. And that's how, you know, Meera and SRK, whose name is Summer, they end up, you know, spending time together. You know, Meera wants to learn a Punjabi song for her dad's birthday party. So, you know, through, we see many moments, they spend time together, etc. They fall in love. But then, you know, Meera is already engaged to someone who is her dad's choice, and she doesn't want to betray her dad. So, you know.
Was it her dad's choice, though? Because
it was her dad's choice.
It was her dad's choice. Yes. Sorry, my bad.
Let's watch the movie. Dekha karo. Sister, guys, guys, you don't listen to
I feel offended so much by this.
मतलब plot तो देखो, तुम घड़ियों पे time देख रहे हो, ये तो पता होना चाहिए ना.
By the way, that घड़ियों वाला time was epic.
I know, right? कौन देखता है ये सब?
दो लोग और हैं जो देखते हैं. Twitter पे proof है इस बात का. Just by the way, guys.
ने अपने burner account से vote किया होगा.
हाँ, दो तीन account से कही होगी.
Yeah, Meera is already Meera also is in love with you know, Summer, but she thinks that, you know, she doesn't want to betray her dad, so she makes a promise to Jesus with SRK by his side, saying that, you know, we wouldn't ever cross a line, and if we do, he can punish us. You know, so that's their end. But then, you know, Meera's mom enters the picture, who had eventually, like, essentially left her dad when Meera was 12 years old, and Meera has very negative energy about her. She doesn't like her because she left her dad just like that for someone else. So yeah, she has sent her wedding dress for, you know, Meera's wedding. Now she gets emotional a little bit, and she goes to Summer to talk about it, and then they visit her mom and his lover, who is played by, you know, Neetu Kapoor and Rishi Kapoor. And then, you know, she talks with her mom. She realizes she's not the evil figure she used to imagine. She just found love and, you know, went off with someone who she really loved. Then Meera decides to embrace her love and is ready to talk to her father about Summer, but then he meets in an accident, and she thinks it's because she crossed the line. And again, she asked for SRK's survival in lieu of never meeting him again. Right. So that's her quid pro quo there. Summer survives, realizes what she has done. And then, you know, he's very angry and he decides to leave London for good. He goes to that same church and, you know, where Meera has promised a lot of like this barters and quid pro quos. And he decides to take on Jesus by saying like, either Jesus has to lose because he's going to put himself at risk every single day, or his love will win of sort. So I think that's when interval happens.
And it's such a, I love that scene. Sorry, I'm butting you in and breaking your flow. But that scene, like, I think in this movie, God is the, like, you know, how there is no villain per se, but he just goes and beat up with the God ki, ab to ya to tumhari jeet hogi, ya to meri jeet hogi. Like, you know, I find that really, I don't know, very poetic in so many ways also. So I'm a huge Yash Raj fan, so of course, I have too many beefing of God with me in Yash Raj universe. So very nicely, that interval comes into picture. No boy, but a God. Jesus, actually.
I also think like what she does, right? Like giving up and all of that, it seems realistic. Like someone could do this in real life also, like the spiritual or religious.
I totally believe in Katrina's character, okay? She is a high functioning 20. She's also 21 year old, okay? In the movie when
Preeti,
it begins.
Let's
like...
Ali complete the plot, no? As a discussion.
She's like just waiting for her moment. Kab main is movie ki tareef karna shuru kar sakti hu? Kab?
Yeah. No yeah, worries. Okay, yeah. I mean, monologue thodi karna either. But, anyway, so we reached interval, right? So I think after he leaves, we come back to the present where, you know, Anushka is essentially this, again, 21-year-old in the present time. And she's sort of on a gig with Discovery Channel trying to, you know, find some, you know, big break in her career. She's very passionate about, you know, shooting films, etc., like that. So she decides to do this feature film on Summer, like, you know, on the man who cannot die, because he has defused so many bombs without a bomb jacket and, you know, successful in all of them. So the military sort of agrees to it. You know, they spend a lot of time. Initially, this SRK that we see is like very poker face. He is not talkative, keeps everything to himself, you know, doesn't mingle a lot apart from, I guess, when the bomb defusal process is going on. But yeah, he doesn't open up to Anushka so much. And Anushka is like, again, very this happy-go-lucky, extroverted, tries to make Summer talk a lot, and at some point he eventually like opens up to him and he's also a little bit more cheerful. So yeah, they spend a lot of time. Anushka also, you know, sort of falls in love with him. She tells him very directly about this, and like I think in the movie, like Summer as like SRK as Summer takes it very in a more gentlemanly way, like, you know, doesn't tell her no or even yes, and like is very mature about it. Obviously, he's older. So,
they address, right? Like, even though, like, they address that he is older too. They both are like, I'm an old fashioned person.
He's like 38. Exactly. No, I mean, in the character in the movie was 38 by the time.
Yeah. 38. Yeah. She's 21. So,
yeah. But I think those lines about how he talks to her when you know she confesses and all of that are really thoughtful. It's not just, you know, it's definitely not the first draft.
Also, like he humors her also, like the way he treats her around. He doesn't make fun of it or he doesn't take it as an advance as well. So he's more sensitive to what her feelings are. Is what I felt.
Yeah. So continuing from there, she finishes her film. She leaves him. She, you know, shows the film to her seniors, etc. They like it, decide to feature it on Discovery Channel, etc. But then they say that, you know, Summer has to come to London once because it's his first film or whatever, right? So initially, he's a little bit uptight about it. And Anushka realizes why it could be difficult because he has to come back to this place where he left 10 years ago for good, right? But he does Trump, and then he gets into another accident. And then when he wakes up, he's essentially in sort of a situation where he has gone back to the accident that happened 10 years ago.
Retrograde amnesia.
Like, yeah. Yeah, so that's the disease, or not disease, but whatever, his
trauma,
illness.
Yeah.
Yeah, trauma, right? So the doctor, you know, sort of thinks that it is best not to just tell him directly, like, you know, at one go, like, that you are essentially, like, you are not 10 years ago, you are today, and 10 years have passed between the accident that you are thinking. But so they try to bring together the people that he that were there at that point in time, which is essentially Mira, because before the accident is just when, you know, Mira had told him that, you know, I'm going to talk to my father about you. So Anushka goes, and, you know, a lot of characters come back. His roommate also, who is called Zen, who has now a full-fledged restaurant in London. So they come back, they try to, you know, put up a show for him. Mira essentially tells him that we are married and we have been living together since 10 years, etc., etc. So he tries to, there are moments where he has some, like, you know, flashbacks or something, but he doesn't realize that, you know, this is all a drama or whatever, right? And in this moment also, like, he's very, again, you know, the SRK of, like, 10 years ago, very happy-go-lucky, etc. And, like, Anushka meets him for something, and he, like, Anushka sees this side of him where he's so talkative, so cheerful, spreading, like, happiness around people, or, like, Dil Jeetna, as his mom would say, right? So she realizes that this, and the person that she met in military was, like, entirely different, right? But yeah, then I think eventually his memory comes back, and he realizes that Mira is putting up all of this drama, and then, you know, he confronts her, and then, you know, he just leaves her again. And then, yeah, he comes back, to, again, diffusing bombs. But then I think Mira realizes that, you know, like, some moments where Anushka had told him that, you know, you told, like, you asked for his life, but he's not living, like, when he's not with you. So maybe, like, she suggests that your God is just telling you to go be with him, right?
Just
so I think that's just... the modern version of it. Yeah. So yeah, she essentially realizes that, and she comes back to him diffusing his diffusing a bomb, and yeah, that's the end. And then, you know, they show Anushka's story, or the film, like, feature film that she did, is shown on, you know, the big screen or whatever. And that there's a monologue by her, etc. And that's where the film ends. So
I think Mera record, Mera summary ka record Ali ne break kar diya. But Ali also had a longer, more detailed film to describe. And, like, it's, I mean, 3 ghante ki movie thi yaar, and there was a lot happening. Yeah. So I think.
Yeah, I mean, he has an accident twice.
Yeah.
He had an accident twice. And, like, his life is restarted. His life restarts. So I think it's, how do you address all of that? Yeah. He's just not the same person at this point and at this point.
I was engaged. Exactly.
I know, right?
This was not on the spot. Okay, I have put efforts into this as a guest.
Prepare, okay, Ali. Of course,
Ali is the setting standards for future guests.
Yeah.
And he's also telling us that you don't prepare. Karte nahi ho, main karke aaya.
Yeah. Ali ne movie aise is washed it like homework.
You guys
and hum log plan bana rahe hain kab dekhenge. Main dekh chuka hu. Subah ka time tha, maine dekh li hai. Tum log dekh lo.
No, yeah, I had to go somewhere, then I was confused. Yay. But anyway, I think Preeti told we should not talk about it.
तो उसकी बात सुनने की जरूरत नहीं है, तुम जो बोलना चाहते हो बोल सकते हो.
लगता है इस पॉडकास्ट प्रीति कितनी बात सुनते
हैं. दिस इज अ वीमेन बुली प्रीति पॉडकास्ट. दिस इज नॉट
इट्स ऑलवेज यू नो वीमेन बुली प्रीति पॉडकास्ट. दैट्स द साइड ट्रैक गोइंग ऑन.
आई थिंक टू मच साइड ट्रैक ऑन हाउ वी मेस्ड अप द मूवी वाचिंग प्लानिंग, बट आई थिंक वी शुड hear from you guys.
I think we should start with Preeti because matlab wo aise itch kar rahi hai na bolne ke liye. every few minutes Ali is speaking. I can see her gasping for breath like she's about to start talking and then she's like nahi interrupt nahi karna chahiye. So Preeti go for it.
And like you can see like she disagrees. aise to nahi hua, aise to nahi hua tha, ye to galat bol raha hai ye. ja Preeti ab to bol, jo tere ko bolna hai.
Disagree ki wo 10 saal se saath mein rahe the, unki shaadi ko 5 saal hue the to wo 5 saal se saath mein rahe the. Sorry, that's what made me random facts that I remember.
अरे तो शादी को 5 साल हुए थे ना. They have been dating for 10 years.
ठीक है, मतलब वो मतलब मूवी में they don't address
it. एकदम टेक्निकलिटी भी थी. अलग तो मतलब 10 साल से साथ हैं. They've been together in relationship for 10 years. That's what the story was.
But I really love this movie this time. It came in 2012, so I was in college, so I was 20 year old, I think, and that was my phase when I was very anti Bollywood. Keep, ab main kuch nahi dekhungi Bollywood. I want to be cool and all that, you know. I want to tell my very fancy classmates that yeah, I also watch Bollywood and shit like that. So yeah, do very
That's
much
self awareness.
but I think I didn't enjoy it the first time I watched it in 2012 or 13 whenever I watched it on TV. But this time around, uske baad maine nahi bhi dekhe. Mujhe bahut matlab I remember the plot upar upar se, didn't remember it as much in detail. But I believed in everything this time, like all the things that I questioned in my first viewing. Of the amnesia of Katrina's character, believing in like this whole giving up for God and all that in the century that we live in. I think initially it was very difficult for me as a 21-year-old person. But now as I have grown, I believe in everything like she has to say about like how her belief system, how she is. She's in NRI, she's lived in London. A mother left her when she was 12. A father is pretty modern, but orthodoxy in its own way. Like, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but the parties that happen or the birthday party that happen, they are in London, but all the guests that are shown are wearing Indian clothes, most of them, apart from the Firangs that are there. She says she's a topper. She's always been a topper. She wants to please, like she doesn't want to make the father be, you know, be hurting because of her or something, because he's been in pain because of their mother, etc. And I get it, like we've all been top performing people in our lives, or at least competitive. We all want to please our parents. So I think all of that, then finding way in God in a spiritual way, how she does it, like she finds. I this time could not buy into her character trait. Like aisa ek bar bhi nahi laga ki she's doing something which is out of character. So I think that's what made it more believable, and I related a lot more with when Akira said that, you know, today's generation has sex on first date and then they think if we want a relationship or not, blah blah blah. So I think that also felt little bit that yes, I also want the kind of love that, you know, like that's why she also falls for Summer, right? Because she's like, where, who loves in this manner in this century anymore? And every time she came on screen, I felt yes, there is somebody who's speaking some sort of language that I understand, because I also grew up. Like we grew up watching Shah Rukh Khan movies where love is all grandeur, people wait for decades, in jail, like in different part of countries, going through heartaches for years, but waiting for the love of their lives. And then it's not the reality. So I guess Yeah, I mean, I understand. I also want a summer Anand in my life. Where is it? I don't know.
That's a
But
boy or girl,
yeah.
everybody wants a summer Anand in their life in some manner. Very comforting presence. Look at him.
So yes, loved it totally. I cried a bunch. Okay, I'm not sure if this was just the movie. DMSing, whatever it is, but I was fully into it. Like, मेरे को एक बार भी ऐसा नहीं लगा. Maybe I didn't like the doctor character a bit, but apart from that, like I was.
भाई डॉक्टर कैरेक्टर में क्या खराबी थी?
डॉक्टर खान में क्या दिक्कत थी?
पता नहीं मेरे को ऐसे लग रहा था क्या बातें कर रही है. पता नहीं मेरे को मतलब पर्सनल पर्सनल ओपिनियन विल नॉट वांट टू डिस्कस इट.
Because she didn't let mention
that. She was on screen for 2 minutes. Possibly, like, I don't think she's on screen for more than 1.5-2 minutes. वही ना शाहरुख सर्जन.
उसको
टी शर्ट निकालनी थी तो क्यों बड़ा कर रखा तूने उसको?
नहीं, that was not the reason, but yes. Okay. All the intimates, but I think we can come back to it later. But yeah, I really enjoyed the movie, cried yeah. bunch, loved the music, so many beautiful songs, such poetic, like Challa Di Labda Phire. Maybe when I heard it for the first time, I didn't get the meaning of that song. When I now hear it back and I re-listen to it, like, yeah, it gives me goosebumps. Like Rehman music also, all the singers are great. Shah Rukh is amazing, obviously.
दीक्षा
तो डिड शो
नो आई
डिड
डिफॉल्ट By default, मैं सारी मूवीज थिएटर में
उसमें क्वेश्चन आता है कि फर्स्ट डे था या लास्ट सेकंड डे था
नहीं फर्स्ट डे तो नहीं होगा आई वाज इन कॉलेज देन व्हिच वाज इन साउथ दिल्ली एंड मैं गया था नॉर्थ दिल्ली या नॉर्थ वेस्ट दिल्ली वो रोहिणी पंजाबी बाग एरिया जहाँ पे दिल्ली पीपल नो इट्स क्वाइट फार अवे बट आई डोंट नो उस टाइम वो टिकट वो सस्ती मिल रही थी मेट्रो से वी कुड रीच एंड माय फ्रेंड हैड अ हाउस देयर तुम छह लोग गए थे मानो फूम वाज आल्सो अ बिग शाहरुख मेरा अभी आई हैव अ पिक्चर फ्रॉम दैट like theater also humne khichi thi it's about I don't know for 12 years back but ha like main to theater mein hi dekhni thi and but let's I want to hear what Deeksha felt her first and then I'll give my thoughts
yeah maine pehli baar dekhi kal and I'm actually
oh shit
really
really?
Glad...
you haven't seen it ever
no I haven't seen it ever and I'm actually
oh,
really glad that I hadn't seen it ever
okay.
yeah after and, Ravan but more than that I wanted to watch it in theaters when it came out because it was Yash Chopra's last film and everything I remember
yeah.
that but main 12th mein thi aur main bahut padhai mein busy thi us samay to matlab movie dekhne wagera ke liye to time kabhi nahi nikala and I think my parents were not inclined so us time pe I matlab didn't really have agency to go out and watch movies on my own with friends and all school ke beech mein not as much at least so yeah I don't think I ended up watching it in the duration since it's come out also but I'm glad I watched it when I did because I think 10 saal pehle maine movie dekhi hoti to mujhe nahi pasand aati and again like kind of because what Preeti said right like you're in that mental state little bit of teenage angst you don't want to I don't know seem uncool to your peer group and just stuff like that I guess I might not have liked it at the time but I really enjoyed it and I think personally, I think why it might not have worked in 2012. I mean, I know it was a hit and everything, but it didn't make a lot of money compared to what Shah Rukh movies ideally make. It barely, I think, made its budget back in India in terms of box office earnings. And I think that's because maybe this movie released 10 years too late. You know, I think if it came out in 2002, it would have been much more commercially successful, much more commercially accepted. Because it's a very old school romance, right? Like the kind of what Preeti said, right? You don't see a lover like Samar Anand today. Like he loves unconditionally, he loves so like passionately the saal tak intezaar kiya. Like that is not a trope that you see in cinema today. And that is a trope that you used to see a lot in like early 2000s. And it was more believable maybe back then than, you know, by the time 2012 came around, your romances were more like Band Baja Bharat or something, right? I'm just giving one random example that I can think of. It's more contemporary, more like immediate, more our generation. Like, you know, you need that instant gratification. People don't want to wait for things. And that's why I think it maybe did not click as much with people when it came out. But I think if you're a Bollywood fan and like you enjoy those old school, old fashioned romances, then you should definitely check out this movie because it has that charm, you know, it really has that Yash Chopra charm to it. Like, I know it's long, I felt it dragged on a little bit. It's not like a 5-star watch for me for sure. But yeah, I think the storyline was super believable. Everything Preeti said, I echo. Only thing maybe I didn't like was Akira's character was way too millennial, extra. Like not millennial, way too extra. Yeah, for me, like it felt like she's just embodying every single I don't know, that trope of the new generation that exists. Like, you know, main first date pe sex karungi, main to dunya bhar ka bubbliness mere andar hi bhara hua hai, main har kisi se jaake baat karungi. Like, I'm in a camp full of jawans, like all men. And I'm going to wear, like, you know, whatever I want and dance around. Like, it was a little too much to take. And, like, I think it's also intentional, right? Like, in movies, you need that. You need that much of characterization for people to understand ki this is the type of person that we are thinking about. Like, so yeah, fine. I mean, just nitpicking. But that was maybe my one. But I thought, like, really good performance by Katrina Kaif. I don't know. I was reading some older reviews and stuff and critics did not seem to like it. But I thought she did a pretty good job. Like, I think she gets a lot of flack for her acting ability. But achha tha uska kaam isme. Matlab, believable tha. Shah Rukh, of course, was, oh my God. Just amazing, incredible. Like, he's just, like, in that epitome of, you know, being that fully supportive, unconditionally loving, forever, like, intense romantic wala role. I loved him as Major Samar Anand, and I really liked him as, like, just London blue collar Samar Anand. So yeah
I think I kind of agree with, like, similar to Preeti in the sense difference between first and second watch. I didn't dislike it at the first time. I liked it. Mujhe to achhi lagi thi. I bought into the love mostly. Thoda the spiritual aspect of it is, I feel that if you are a person of faith, you try and you understand her point of view a little better. If you are, as we were at that point in school, like Ali, or college like us, so you are in some way struggling with notions of religion, faith, spirituality, which you've been growing up with in your household. So that kind of, you like, I kind of disagree with that a little bit, but like, I go into the cinema willing to believe in what the people are trying to tell me. So if they're saying that it happens, then I'll believe it. And I liked it. But this time I really enjoyed it. Like, because obviously you look at the little things as well. Again, Anushka, I didn't feel so. She got an Oscar. Not an Oscar. she got a Best Supporting Actress ka film fair. I don't think she deserved it as much as Katrina did. This is Katrina's niche. Yaar, wo,
but I think that might have been because I think that might have been because Katrina was not a supporting actor in this. No, she was a main actor. Anushka was supporting. Probably. Maybe that's why. If they were in the same category, maybe. Then I would have argued that Katrina did a better portrayal of her character. True.
Maybe best actress ke saab se, there was probably someone better in 2012. Yeah. So I think, and it did do well. Like, it's declared a hit. It did about 120 crores on a budget of 70 crores. That's only domestic.
And that was after 2 weeks, like, That's not what you'd expect for a Shah Rukh film. Like, Shah Rukh films get declared a hit within the first weekend. So from that point of view, I said it was not like a massive hit. It was an okay hit.
But I'm looking at the footfall also. My name is kahan zyada footfall hai iske. So, theek hai. But also depends on, like, kitne scale pe release hui thi, all of that. But yeah, I have all of this data, like, at a click now. I'm in all of trying to notify this. But and meko to, like, all these stories which tell, like, long and winded tales of romance, I buy into it. Like, wo millennial romance mein koi samajhta bhi nahi hai. Like, no, millennial nahi, Gen Z romance or whatever you call it. Ye abhi date kiya, fir 6 mahine chhod diya, to I have never experienced that. I can't even relate to it. this is something that more that I kind of understand. Ha, aise hi hota hai. This is what it's supposed to happen. And it was very sort of like I bought into the Yash Chopra's idea of love, basically. If this is what I love, I agree with you. This is the idea of love. Shah Rukh is justified, and Kitten also justified in her own end, dealing with her spirituality. But overall, I think, yeah, I think it's a very good movie here. I think pretty good movie. Obviously, yes, there are better movies, but this was still pretty good.
I have a question for you guys. Did you prefer clean shaven Shah Rukh or stubble Shah Rukh? And there is only one correct answer.
Stubble to let stubble totally. But I want to hear Preeti's passionate speech about why stubble over clean shaven.
मतलब मेरे को शाहरुख हम हर चीज में अच्छा लगता है गाइस लाइक वो शेव कर ले वो स्टबल रखे मतलब बट शाहरुख खान वेरी रेबेंस इन फौजी क्लोथ्स वॉकिंग अराउंड ऑन दोस मॉन्टाज इन ले ओह माय गॉड ही इज सो गुड लाइक वो एकदम मेलनकॉली वो डायरी में गॉर्जियस नंबर लिख रहा है लाइक वो
इज अ मैन रिटन बाय अ वुमन
ही इज जस्ट अ मैन आई डोंट नो इफ देयर इज अ गॉड दैट आई बिलीव इन ही इज रिटन बाय व्हाटएवर आई डोंट
नो बट आई थिंक लाइक द music is also great, like in moments where he's riding that bike and
I love the background score.
Great music.
There was one point in the film where I thought the background score just elevated the scene was when Shah Rukh Khan met his accident for the first time and like Meera gets down on her knees and she starts praying and she says that please let him survive and I'll never meet him again, and then he survives and they put him in the ambulance and then yeah, and it dawns on her, and ek to her expression just changes ki, oh shit, ye maine kya kar diya. And the music, yeah. It just like, it was so good for the scene. Like, I at that point of time, I was like, is this what Preeti feels like when she watches movies? Like, music elevating the experience, I felt it. I was like, wow, that was so good. Like, I
that
felt
scene
that
was
oh, fuck,
too difficult,
in like my bones. Yeah.
Yeah,
that I think I have a difference of opinion, but not for the music, but in like for the Katrina acting love that all of you have. Like there are certain scenes where she is really good, and at the same time, I can think of many actors who would have done it. Like I think some bit of the music elevating the scenes were required in the movie because. See, Katrina has a very straight face kind of acting school behavior, and sometimes I think, like in some scenes, I felt that थोड़ा और हो सकता था अगर कोई और actor होते तो maybe I was thinking of Arani or
Katrina. We're not saying
that
she did a perfect
Kajal.
Job.
Yeah.
Nobody could
yeah.
have done it better. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just her, but. She still
she's
did a good job.
She's not as bad
also,
as people say she is.
Yeah,
is what
we're
my
also comparing
opinion
it to the criticism she got,
yeah.
or the flag that she gets, and her other roles. So if you compare Katrina's filmography. This probably
she's
ranks,
better. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. This probably ranks. So Namaste London is by far the best. Mera saab se, nothing comes close. Uske baad, I think I would take.
I was in Merry Christmas seeing
else.
The recent
yeah.
ones, but
Christmas
she was quite good there also. These three movies, I think. But point is, yes, my own statement underlines the fact that she's not really a very good actor.
Yeah. I think that's exactly, I agree. Ki, matlab, it's not that she did an outstanding job, but all I'm saying is she gets a lot of flack for her acting ability, which I felt in this movie was not so deserved. Like, she did a good job of the role that was given to her. And Meera is kind of matlab, straight-faced and like... unemotional.
Yeah,
I mean, not unemotional, but
repressed,
like, unexpressive.
Right. She's repressed. Yeah,
yeah
she's
yeah.
repressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Her personality is repressed. Woh toh bolta ki, I want to take out that Meera out in the open.
Meera.
Manic
Raja
dream
not
boy.
Emotion.
Meera se Tina.
Meera naam Raj. I meant ki the music elevates the scenes a lot more in Katrina's presence. That's why like I felt...
whatever I felt about because there was ki bike scene maybe that like what Ali said that also yeah. I really liked ki jab wo bike chala raha hota hai aur background mein wo matlab dhun si baj rahi hoti that was really cool I think even that sorry this is when he's clean shaven but when they go to meet her mom aur wo jo highway wala scene aata hai na like for some I think 15
bike
seconds jo
chala
wo bike pe chala rahe hai and that music also is like wo bhi same beats hi hai but it's like sort of a happy tune-ish versus the other one where they play it more sort of in a sadder way. But yeah,
I think somebody should have or should do it just a montage of SRK on bikes from Jab Tak Hai Jaan. Bus.
I'm sure that is Jab Tak Hai Jaan.
I'm sure yeah, wo already
this
cut
can be
over.
Your next tweet. Haan. But just Jab Tak Hai Jaan ka koi ek song laga do, maybe the title track and just his all his scenes.
Yeah, I'm sure YouTube pe hoga kahin to.
I was
Netflix khud hi bana raha hai. Matlab like Netflix and Prime. Also, this is on Prime. We didn't tell. I don't think we mentioned.
Oh, yeah,
that,
we didn't, yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Forget.
In India. No, this I'm
you
mentioning.
You have foreign listeners.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, अरे of course.
A lot.
I show you the map. हमारे पूरे world पे red spots आते हैं.
जिस तरह शाहरुख के NRI fans हैं, वैसे हमारे भी NRI fans हैं, guys.
हमारे भी NRI fans. London, New York, Germany, and Singapore, and whatnot. Australia as well, please.
Couple of my friends everywhere. Who following along to the podcast, like one of them wanted to watch Bazigar last weekend and she ended up watching it on a really bad YouTube print because it's not available anywhere. She was telling me about this and I was like, wow, we are inspiring people to rewatch Shah Rukh filmography.
Yeah, my mom's like, I want to watch this movie again. Itni achhi kaise hai mujhe jaante. Dekho, dekho. That is the whole point of this podcast. Everybody should watch Shah Rukh movies. Yeah.
Also, one thing I wanted to add that even in this movie, I felt Shah Rukh does this whole two personalities like something of that representation that, you know, you are not just one person. Like, he's very like the Samar Anand of London versus the Samar Anand in Army are two different people. And it's sort of said also in so beautiful. Like, there is a scene where he doesn't remember his memory, clean shaven Shah Rukh. 10 years later, are still looking as good. वो उसको record कर रही होती है and then he just says कि मेरे को ना bomb से बहुत डर लगता है था.
Yeah.
And those, you know, and हाँ और मैंने अपनी मम्मी को कभी बताया नहीं और वो शुरू में they also say कि जो दिल जीत लेते हैं वो something कुछ there's this dialogue. So it's like he's too like that the difference of one person like it's like almost he's playing two people. In
he
the
did
movie
a,
as well.
Yeah, he did a really good job of showing that dead inside person, personality, right? Like, yeah. I mean, he's so full of life. And then when Meera is away from him, that life leaves him. Like, that transition was really well done.
He has acted, like, he has put in effort.
Let me just make this very clear. He always puts
always
an effort. If you look at Shah Rukh Khan's movie, he always puts an effort. Like, पता नहीं लोग क्यों कहते अच्छी एक्टिंग नहीं कर सकता या करता लाइक एंड नाउ आई एम सीइंग इट नाउ आई एम कंपेयरिंग हिम टू आमिर खान सलमान खान तो छोड़ो ऑल अदर गुड एक्टर्स गुड ऑल अदर गुड एक्टर्स दैट वी कॉल उस टाइम पे आमिर खान वाज बीइंग कंसीडर्ड क्रिटिकली द बेस्ट स्टार राइट
मिस्टर परफेक्शनिस्ट एंड ऑल
दैट ही इज डेफिनेटली दैट पार यार बहुत अच्छी एक्टिंग करता है वो तो बिकॉज इतना बड़ा स्टार है यू मिस आउट ऑन द फैक्ट कि ही इज एक्चुअली अ गुड एक्टर
I would argue he's better. I might be biased, but
yeah, same. I also
I don't want to say that,
so.
But he's.
I don't think this comparison is it. Yeah, like it's just. Matlab, there are certain eye movements, like just sadness and anger together. Like there are a couple of scenes when she comes back. Like just bringing back to the Katrina Shah Rukh breakup scene from the first accident, mm-hmm. where she actually goes to tell him.
The anger
just...
on his face.
Yeah.
His eyes tell
everything.
There is sadness, and it just becomes into anger, and there's a heartbreak. Like you can just, oh my god, I was scared, I was sad. It was just, oof, so beautiful.
So I was thinking about this, and I keep debating in my own head: is he better at romance or is he better at anger, like you know, evil anger roles? But I think he's just
better at both.
No, I mean, no
everything. Listen, guys, he's better at everything.
Not externally. It is SRK versus SRK. That is the only battle he's fighting and we are debating. Right? So, I think what I realized was it's expressing love. That is his forte. It could be through a romantic lens of DDL say, or it could be a crazy psychopathic lens of Dar or Bazigar Toni, but mostly Dar and Anjaam. Or it could be this angry lover in Jab Tak Hai Jaan, I don't know, you know, who has a grudge
intense
sort of against
lover.
God.
Yeah.
Intense. It's,
matlab,
it's whenever, is... whenever is that love is directed at someone, jo bhi type of love hai, he does that. Like, and he does that insanely well. So I think he's a romance overarching theme across different emotions. SRK nails it. Completely nails it. There's really no comparison.
I get it also. Jis insaan ne 10 saal se isi ka like kitna pyar kiya ho kisi ko, usko intensity hogi. And when he says ki, you know, in the church scene as well, back when she comes in wearing her mom's gifted sari in the church for the second shadi, etc. There also, तुमने मजाक उड़ मतलब जो भी है यू नो क्या मेमोरी भी क्या चीज है किसी चीज को कितना बुलाने की कोशिश ऑल दैट एंड ही सेज इट इज देयर सो मच प्योरिटी एंड इंटेंसिटी एंड एंगर ऑल ऑफ दैट इन इट जस्ट मूव्स मी लाइक इट मूव्स मी अ लॉट लाइक आई थिंक नोबडी कैन एवर इवन इमिटेट और ट्राई टू इमिटेट इट 1% बिट सो लाइक या whoever say Shahrukh Khan act like they can just sorry but fuck themselves.
But I think about when Preeti you said no he plays this two different roles. So but you also see that in there's only this one scene where Anushka sneaks up on him and like they say that he needs some me time every now and then and you see that he has like bottled up all of his emotions or whatever. And that then there's just one scene that, right? Like where he's
I was crying. Challa ji love ja, usse se ga raha hai, wo akele akele, and she's just trying to catch him up. It's so beautiful. Oh,
like, actually, now that you mention it, it's like, you know, kind of symbolizing that he still has a little bit of life, a little bit of hope left in him.
Yeah.
In spite of, you know, the kind of image that he's projecting outside. I want to point out like...
Hope is there. I think the hope is always there. Meera will come. That is what he's striving for. Either I die or she comes back to me.
But that
hope is always there. But,
yeah, and
but
that
the
hope
life
is the part
isn't there.
Of him that's still alive. Like that hope is what's keeping him alive is what I think that scene brings out really well.
True. Yeah.
I wanted to point out like one thing in the movie that I really liked is that Shah Rukh Khan gives the stage to the women in the movie, right? Like it's a movie about Samar, right? Like the end to end, if you think about it, the movie is the story of Samar Anand, but the first half was just a Katrina show. Like he's there, but it's about her. Like, and it's his story that Anushka is reading, right? And he has written the story about her from her perspective. Like this is what she went through. This is what she did. Like even though he is writing it, it's all about her. And even in the second half, like in spite of maybe at least up till the point where he has the accident, I felt like a lot of it was just about Akira. Like it was about, you know, she wants to do this. She's falling in love with him. She wants to get a job at Discovery Channel and she's, you know, like willing to risk her life and she's doing all these things, dangling off of bridges and recording videos and stuff. Like, I mean, yeah, obviously Shah Rukh Khan is also doing it, but he's a major in the army. Like it's his job to do it, right? He's like, she is risking everything. And, you know, you see that ambition of hers that's coming out. And, like, Shah Rukh gives them that space. Like, he never imposes his presence in any of those scenes. Like, he's just there. And I think that's just what I love most about him in, like, a lot of these... In most of these movies, right? He's just there. Like, he's so unconditionally there as, like, in his roles as a love interest. That, like, yeah, I just love that.
You know, one very, like...
Yeah, go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, so... मैं बोल रहा था कि एक लाइक दिस वन सीन इट्स नॉट लाइक एनीथिंग लाइक सिंपिंग और समथिंग बट दैट वन मोमेंट वेयर अनुष्का मेक्स हिम स्माइल फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम वेयर शी सेज कि मैं तो कसम वसम नहीं खाती सो देयर इज नो आई मीन कुड हैव लाइक इन रियल लाइफ यू कुड थिंक दैट दैट स्टेटमेंट कुड ट्रिगर समवन आल्सो लाइक आई मीन
इट्स नॉट एंड ही जस्ट स्माइल्स
लाइक ही जस्ट या हां एंड ही स्माइल लाफ्स लाइक दे लाफ अबाउट इट कि चलो ठीक है इट्स वेरी क्यूट सॉर्ट ऑफ सीन
या
Because by that time he's really opened up to her, na, and that moment is when he opens up, like uske ekdum pehle.
Yeah, exactly.
I was saying that you know, like when we were watching, I think Diksha messaged ki you know, in Ishq Shava, Katrina is the like she is the main focus.
Oh, I was talking about the dance before that, like not the Ishq Shava,
like,
but like
the whole the music, the whatever
underground
music
dance.
And I think you know like it needs somebody like a secure actor or a secure person lover even in that scene they don't show Shah Rukh as a very good dancer at any point in the movie he's just so much in ease he just wants her to have her space that And even in all that, he's just confident that is sabke baad bhi, you know, I'll be the only one who'll look in your eyes and take your heart away. Tumhara dil chura ke le jayega, tumhari dhadkan ruk ke aankhon mein aankhe dal ke jo bhi. He doesn't need to take space because he's in anyway in their hearts. So yes. Like, I have too many nice things to say about this movie, clearly.
On that note, maybe we should talk about our simp moments, unless anybody has anything else about the film that they want to share that doesn't involve Shah Rukh Khan and how amazing he is.
No. But let's go, guys.
I think Ali should go first.
Let's take a first stab at it.
So, I mean, throughout the movie when I was watching, I was constantly conscious that I have to keep one simp moment in mind. Uske baad bhi I think like the entire movie is simp moments for me, but if I were to just cherry pick one or two, and this is just what I can remember. So I think one is where that, like I said earlier, that bike scene where, you know, they both are shown on the lush green countryside growing, although there are both both of them in that scene. So that's just like a, you know, where he, it's a nice scene. But I think apart from that, like at the end where, you know, where he has his memory back and he's going back and Anushka meets him at the airport, right? And he tells her that, that is fine. But agar ek cheez manunga, agla janam taki tujhse pyar kar saku. I think that was a brilliant line. Although, I mean, he might have not written that, but still, he delivered that. in the most nicest or best way possible. So I think that was, these are two things that I can definitely think of.
Yeah, man. I'll go next before my same moment is taken. So we've seen Samar Anand, right, throughout his, that persona. It's either completely intense or just focused on defusing bombs, stoic person, and then he sort of becomes friendly with Anushka. But the first time you see love on his face, and that is my same moment, is also because how Shah Rukh depicts is. It's absolutely at the end. And well, I think Katrina, when she comes back, and then she says ki mujhe like ye bhag chahiye tha tumhe wapas tumhare paas wapas aane ke liye, and realizing that I love you and I can't stay without you. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she says. And his expression completely changes, and he says, थोड़ी देर पहले नहीं तो मैं ऐसा लग सकता था. Oh my God, मेरे को तो almost आंसू आ गया. Like shit, like he because he is also suffering, right? He's thinking, 10 साल काट लिए मैंने चीज, you know, सुनने के लिए. Could you not have done this previous पहले थोड़ा? I would have had like all those years come back.
Yeah, I think that scene also shows that that's when he realizes that I've defused so many bombs and I was really afraid in all of that. You should have come soon.
Could be. But oh my God, like that really struck me. Like that expression change, if you watch that scene again, something flashes on his face, and that's just and that's also a relief. That's a lot of relief, and there's some sadness and a lot of love. He can depict it, I don't know how, but it was insane. And that was my same moment.
Sorry, Diksha.
I think actually weirdly for me, I couldn't think of a simp moment. You know, we were like, Ali and I were discussing earlier, and matlab, because Shah Rukh was just so good in every scene of the film. Like, if I have to pick one, it's so hard. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but most of the time, he wasn't looking directly into the camera. He was always looking at either Meera or Akira or the bomb that he's refusing. Like, and that intensity, in spite of him not looking at the camera, it's just always there. Like, you can still see it on his face, right? And so honestly, if I have to pick, then I'll say like maybe the bomb diffusing scenes, because he just, so much concentration, and like, you know, there's no fear on his face in spite of what he said ki matlab mujhko to bombs se bahut dar lagta hai, but he's just like uska resolution itna strong hai ki matlab wo kafi I don't know, I think just acting appreciation I'll say for simp moment, because matlab
that's fair.
So Preeti.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to choose one. As she says, it's very difficult to choose one. I never choose one. You will see, I always end up taking so
many simp moments.
My top three. Okay. One has to be when he's back in London and Anushka is shooting him. And then he just said, have you met my wife? And he's just so in praise of her. And he's just telling so much made for each other. And he's just like, The love in his eyes is very, very beautiful. Like, it's just so much. And then he comes to London and jo hat hai uska, like with that hat that Akira had given to him, and he comes to London wearing that hat, and he just, they like a hat tip he does, and he just smiles when she, like, she is there, and I found it very, very, very cute. And the last one would be the one, then the last bomb diffusing, in which when he says ki, is baar koi dua mat mangna, and then he just goes and come back. It's like, oof, my heart was like, oh, so much aansus were dropped. So yes, that was that's all for me.
I think it's a movie you really, really like it in the second watch. I think मेरे को तो डेफिनेटली ऐसा लगा कि somehow you appreciated more, also because second watch you're older. Regardless,
brings us to the question.
Main point.
Would you rewatch, and what would your rating be?
Man, अच्छा.
Diggy, go first.
I'll take I'm going first. अच्छा. So here's the thing. It's not a comfort watch. It's not like I watched Dilwale, Chennai Express, Happy New Year a lot of times. ऐसी बस चलो देख ले मजा आ रहा है. जब तक ये जान makes you slightly uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. Like it's a very strong romance, but there's a lot of hardship there. So it's a comfort watch nahi hai. But I will definitely watch it again. For our time, I will definitely watch it. But it's not a movie I will continuously rewatch, just because I need Shah Rukh movies for comfort watching. That's for the rewatching. Without Shah Rukh, I don't think it's still a strong movie. It might be. But Samar Anand, I can't imagine anybody else here playing.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, and
rating.
yeah, rating. I think. Oh God, this is tough. Maybe 3.75. Yeah, somewhere around that.
Yeah, I think for me similar. I'd probably give it 3.5. Not a movie I'd rewatch as regularly, but maybe after 5-6 years, I wouldn't mind watching it again. I think a lot of the plot, or like at least the tropes, felt a little borrowed from other Yash Chopra films, which I would rather rewatch. So like Veer Zara, for example. Which incidentally I haven't rewatched as much, but anyway, 3.5 I think. And yeah, I would probably watch it once if it was someone other than Shah Rukh, but I also can't imagine anyone other than Shah Rukh playing Samar Anand.
Okay, Preeti, I'll go last.
Oh, you'll go last. I think everybody now knows that I will not rewatch it. It's very difficult for me to imagine. And Yash Chopra, I think even Yash Chopra directed a movie without Shah Rukh in his later in director whatever, sorry, movies. Will not watch it. 4.5 would be my rating. 4.5. 4 for the movie, 0.5 extra for the songs. Yes.
Songs are damn good. Songs are damn good. Yeah, I almost wanted to give it 4 also, but I realized I gave Fan 4, and I definitely like Fan more than this. We should just store
by the way, I also like
so I
Fan.
Can compare things.
Only slightly digressing, but I also like Fan. I don't know why it
that
was
a good
flop,
movie.
But...
good, yeah. It's a movie deserving of a lot of praise.
I watched it in theaters also, Fan. But anyway, coming to this, so like method bias, I picked this movie. I'll give it 3,000.
Oh.
Borrowing from Avengers.
yeah. Yes, Ali.
I agree. It's not a comfort watch. Obviously, you might not want to rewatch every 6 months. I'll also not watch every now and then. But yeah, it is. I mean, top movies of SRK for me, or even top movies in general. Like, forget the actor. And I don't know if there was no SRK, I think I would have watched it. But I don't think there's any other one. Any other would be as good as.
I think Yash Chopra and Aditya Chopra wrote Samar Anand with SRK in mind, right?
Yeah.
Obviously,
definitely.
He was going to play it. Nobody else was going to play it. So, he wrote it all that Shah Rukh will do it. Yeah, I was going to
talk
about this.
Film ke bare mein itni baat kar li, plot ke bare mein itna baat kar liya that we didn't even like touch upon the cinematography, writing, direction, nothing. We were just
yeah, but
cinematography but was so beautiful, so great.
It's
very
beautiful is the word for it. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every frame is beautiful. Every frame has a thought behind it. Like
yes,
nobody can do it like Yash
really
Chopra.
He really knew how to do this. Make it just so good.
So sorry, I know we have a quest to go, but just want to mention, because this is his last movie, the montage of Yash Chopra, like on the title track.
Really
oh
emotional.
My god, main to ro rahi thi yaar, like even though I don't know this man at all, but I like, it's just so beautiful done. What a
he was like a grandpa a on set yaar, with his
grandkids, so, you know, cute.
So cute.
Yes. Okay, now I think we should head to the quiz, which is made by Ali.
Yes.
Yes. So, I have a lot of questions, but I'll limit to maybe some interesting ones. No, let's see how it goes. So, I think we'll stick to five. There's one question that I had even before I was before I had watched the movie, because I knew about this. And it's also not something that I found it very easy to on Google or something. But so that one will be the last as a showstopper. But
structure करके आया था quiz ये. मैं podcast के time पे question Google कर रहा होता हूँ. Nice. Go ahead,
that's
Ali.
My passion for this podcast. No.
Yes. Okay, nice. Quiz master.
Quiz master.
Let's go.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's. These are very simple trivia questions only. Okay, so let's begin with the first one. So, as far as I can tell, Shah Rukh was shown doing 4 jobs in London the initial time. Snow clearing, the first scene, when he works at the restaurant as a waiter, and then when he works at the fish market. Okay, so these are the three. What was the fourth?
In London.
Is
teaching Katrina a job?
He's a singer. He's a singer.
No,
he's singing.
No,
that's
those
so
are not like jobs. I mean.
Soup kitchen. Singers he serves soup to people. But
no,
that's like volunteering. That's not a job.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this would have been easy.
No, wait. Let me think about this. You're introduced to him. When he's
I knew
singing,
this was a question.
Then...
No, okay,
wait.
I gave a hint. It was in
wait,
the song.
We can talk amongst ourselves now.
Only Challa song. This is not shown anywhere. Only in that one song, it's shown some moments.
It's a Challa, by the way. Not Challa.
Challa. Sorry.
Yeah. Challa.
Nahi malum yaar mere ko.
Just a Punjabi correction kar do tum logo ki. Acha. So it's. हाँ मतलब वो fish market कर रहा होता है.
Party में
जो भी. Restaurant में he's given a job.
Okay, so I think we'll move on. So okay, the answer is he cleans cars, but that is only shown in the song.
I would never have gotten only... I don't
car wash ka bhi hota hai, remember car wash ka wo board bhi hota hai. Yes, yes.
प्रीति आप बना पॉइंट नहीं मिलेंगे
पॉइंट के लिए नहीं बोल रहे हो यार.
वो बोल रही है कि मुझे मालूम था गाइस.
मुझे मालूम
वो फ्लेक्स के लिए बोल रही है, मैंने देखा था.
नहीं मतलब मैंने नोटिस किया था, मैंने सोचा था कि अगर मैं क्विज बनाऊंगी तो मैं ये क्वेश्चन जरूर रखूंगी उसने क्या क्या किया था, एंड देन आई
फिर भी तू भूली. आई थिंक दैट इज अ लिटिल मोर शेमफुल देन अस फॉरगेटिंग, बिकॉज़ हमने नोटिस ही नहीं किया.
ओके गाइस, लेट्स मूव ऑन.
ओके चलो लेट्स मूव ऑन. आई मीन दिस शुड बी इजी. दिस मूवी क्लैश्ड विद व्हाट?
ओह वेट, आई नो दिस, इट्स एन अजय देवगन मूवी. ओह
सन ऑफ सरदार.
Damn
yeah,
it!
Okay, did right? Yeah.
Are yaar.
Because I remember the controversy happening.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember which Ajay Devgan movie was this.
मेरे दिमाग में सिंगिस किंग आ रहा था यार. I was like, it's some Sardar. I'm like, सिंगिस किंग, and I'm like, no wait, it's not that one.
Multiple Ajay Devgan clashes were a thing back in. Those days, no?
Camp people, Shah Rukh and others, and Ajay Devgan and Salman Khan. Yeah.
Anyway, cool. Sudeeksha, this was what I was telling you earlier. I saw Son of Sardar actually in the theater. Instead of this one. But this is obviously much better.
Way better. No comparison. But
okay. Chalo. Diggy gets one. Okay, so when he goes back and Zain is again in the picture, he has a restaurant, right? What is the name of that restaurant?
Summer's Kitchen.
Summer's Kitchen. Deeksha,
yes, I get it.
I'm quite sad. Mereko aatmane bola, but I think I will
be.
Okay.
She got it first.
Nice. Okay, next one. So obviously, Shah Rukh has shown diffusing many bombs.
Mandiroid.
Yes.
107, 108 तो
No.
डिफ्यूज कर रहा
What
है.
is
Just the thought.
वैसा
What is
नहीं है.
the? अच्छा ओके.
108 is right. I mean that is not what I was asking, but it's like during the movie how many? Because at the start also he's shown
99.
bomb.
नाइन मैथ्स
और
से रह गए
नाइनटी
यार.
सेवन 98 तो कर रहा होता है शुरू में. 98 करता है वो,
या ओके
लेकिन
टिकट वॉट
9th
से
करता है
टिकट से
विद लास्ट.
या ओके 98 या
He
सो
writes it
ओके
on
सो
the diary also.
या एग्जैक्टली सो आई वाज गोइंग टू
Oh.
आस्क 11 या 11 सॉर्ट ऑफ 98 एंड 108
Okay.
ओके
Oh,
सो
that.
डिकी इज टू
11 तो मैंने
टिकी.
बोला था. आई
नो यू डिडंट, यू सेड 11
सेड 11
बिफोर
डिकी
ही.
इज लाइक 98 आई एम लाइक नो 11 ठीक है नो
When did
ठीक
you
है
say? Are you
ठीक
sure?
है आई जस्ट डिड द मैथ्स व्हाइल डिकी वाज एक्सप्लेनिंग इट
Okay.
आई सेड 11
अरे
ओके नो सो बट
ये
ठीक है शुड वी गिव यू पॉइंट्स आई डोंट नो
नो नो गिव
आई
डिकी द
डोंट
पॉइंट्स
गारंटी
नो
पॉइंट
नो नो
थोड़ी ना
नो
है.
उसने उसने नहीं नहीं
अनलेस
नहीं
यू ड्यू
एक्चुअली
98.
उसने एक्चुअली में मैथ्स किया था उसको आता नहीं था वो उसका आंसर तो हम पॉइंट्स नहीं
नो
दे
आई
सकते
न्यू
हैं
इट
इसके
बट लाइक
सॉरी
डिकी वाज एक्सप्लेनिंग इट एनीवे बट डिकी गेट्स इट बिकॉज़ ही एक्सप्लेन्ड इट सो
I'm okay halving the points with you. I'm not that
ओके देन
competitive. I
लेट्स
want to
हाफ द पॉइंट्स
I'm to shed off that label.
डिकी
Yeah.
तो
Okay,
ओके
ठीक
डिकी
है
एंड आई
चलो.
आर
It's
बोथ
a
एट 1.5
ओके ठीक है तो फाइनल क्वेश्चन ओनली एंड वी रैप दिस अप सो दिस इज माय फेवरेट क्वेश्चन ओके सो दिस मूवी इज 175 176 मिनट्स लॉन्ग बट इट वाज सपोज्ड टू बी 180 मिनट्स समथिंग हैपेंड व्हिच इज व्हाई दे कुडंट डू
Yeah,
दिस
the song.
फोर्स
Chopra
यश
died.
यशोदा
That song.
डाइड
No. There was a song. The title track was supposed to be in it, which was
शॉर्ट इन
supposed to be a
स्विट्जरलैंड वो
chiffon
नहीं कर पाए.
saree.
इट वाज सपोज्ड टू बी शॉर्ट इन
ठीक है, ये
स्विट्जरलैंड.
सबको पता है. ओके ठीक है
भाई अली वाज सो
वो तो
एक्साइटेड
कट
टू
सीन में
दैट.
है.
Watch it.
It
Okay,
was
but
supposed to be shot in Switzerland, but they didn't do that because Yash Chopra passed away and they didn't.
yeah,
Yeah.
all of us got it,
Okay, so
but
I
like,
think teacher anyway didn't was not
didn't
answering
get it.
this.
अरे मैंने
पीकी
बोला यश
पीकी यशो.
चोपड़ा डाइड
What?
नो आई
हाँ,
सेड
but
यश
what
चोपड़ा
after
डाइड
that?
उसके लाइक आई एम
I'll
नॉट गोना
ask
स्पीक
after
ओवर
that.
ऑल ऑफ यू
एक
नो
सेकंड नो
ओके ठीक
बट
है.
एक सेकंड आई सेड इट फर्स्ट गाइस अली नो दिस इज
हाँ बट आई
चीटिंग इफ
प्रीति
आई सेड
गेट्स
इट
इट. आई एग्री
आई
प्रीति गेट्स इट. 1 point to प्रीति. आई एम
बट देन इट्स
ओके
अ
विद
टाई
दैट.
ब्रेकर नो
नो भाई शी इज
या
एट वन पॉइंट
तो
वन एंड
या
हाफ. वन एंड हाफ
सो यू
वो
बोथ नीड अ
है.
टाई
सो
ब्रेकर
वी
नो
ओ नहीं देन आई गेट द पॉइंट बिकॉज़ उसके बाद तो मैं बोल रहा था.
अरे यार
ठीक
तो दैट इज नॉट फेयर गिव अ टाइम ब्रेकर क्वेश्चन
है ठीक है ओके
यार
ठीक है ओनली बिटवीन दीक्षा एंड डिकी
चेटिंग
ऑफ
द
कोर्स मैंने
कॉम्पिटिटिवनेस दिखी व्हाट इज ओके लेट लेट प्रीति आल्सो आंसर वी आर एट 1.5 एंड वन नो इफ शी गेट्स इट देन शी विन सो लाइक
हाँ शी गेट्स इट शी
या
विंस.
ओके ठीक है आई विल आस्क अ लिटिल बिट टफ लाइक सी इफ यू गेट इट सो व्हिच देयर इज अ सर्टेन लैपटॉप एडवर्टाइज्ड थ्रू द मूवी
अल्ट्रा
अल्ट्राबुक.
बुक
आई सेड फर्स्ट.
ओके
ओके
आई
आई
थिंक
सेड
प्रीति प्रीति गॉट इट नो प्रीति गॉट
इट फर्स्ट.
आई थिंक दे
नहीं नहीं
सेड इट एट द सेम टाइम
आई
आई थिंक दे
सेड
सेड
इट
एट द
फर्स्ट आई
सेम
सेड इट
टाइम
फर्स्ट
अली जस्ट गिव देम
वी
अनदर
विल लुक एट द
क्वेश्चन
रिकॉर्डिंग आई
अली
एम
जस्ट गिव देम
सॉरी
अनदर
ओके
क्वेश्चन
ओके ओके
गाइस
ओके
द
ओ माय
रिकॉर्डिंग ऑन माय
गॉड. आई कैन
लैपटॉप आई एम
आई
टेलिंग
एम
यू सेड इट एट द
श्योर
सेम टाइम
ये लैग है बिकॉज मेरे को प्रीति के पास बाद में आई है मेरे से.
नहीं तो मेरे को तुम दोनों
और
की आवाज
मैंने
साथ
पहले
में आई है
बोला
इसलिए मैं बोल रही हूँ कि यू सेड इट एट द सेम टाइम सो अली गिव देम अनदर
ठीक है
क्वेश्चन
ओके 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 फेयर इनफ तो ये तो बहुत ही टफ है यू हैव टू मेक गेसेस सो द रॉजर गाय दैट इज शोन इन द मूवी सो ही इज नॉट एन एक्टर ओके हिज ओरिजिनल
हाँ
ऑक्यूपेशन इज समथिंग एल्स मे बी टेक गेसेस
पता नहीं पता
डांसर
इन्वेस्टमेंट बैंकर
नो लाइक नो
इन द
व्हाई
मूवी
वुड
और
ही बी
इज इन
इन्वेस्टमेंट
जनरल
बैंकर एंड
इन
मूवी
द
नो नो नॉट इन द
मूवी
मूवी इन रियल नो
अदरवाइज
इन
ना
रियल
द एक्टर का
अदरवाइज
जॉब यू आर आस्किंग लाइक द पर्सन हू प्लेड द रोल ऑफ
लाइक द
रॉजर व्हाट
एक्टर
इज ही
इज मॉडलिंग पार्ट टाइम दैट इज हाउ ही एंडेड अप
ओके
हैविंग दिस रोल बट ही
ओके
ओरिजिनली डज समथिंग समथिंग डिफरेंट लाइक वेरी डिफरेंट
ओह शिट यार ये कैसा
इज अ
क्वेश्चन है
शेफ
रियली. हॉस्पिटैलिटी
जस्ट टेक ओके गेसेस हाँ शेफ इज अ ड्यूड गेस आई मीन नॉट एट ऑल क्लोज बट
में है ओन द
वेटर
होटल
नो थिंक इंग्लैंड थोड़ा इंग्लैंड
थोड़ा
थिंक
इंग्लैंड
नो इज अ कॉप नो
ही अ बारटेंडर
नो नो दीज आर
अच्छा
वेरी ट्रेडिशनल थिंक थोड़ा आउट ऑफ द बॉक्स ऑक्यूपेशन
ही
ओके
स्टैंड्स
मतलब
आउटसाइड
वो क्या
बकिंघम पैलेस एज अ
लंदन ब्रिज
गार्ड.
पे बोले
अ
लंदन ब्रिज
गार्ड
पे गा
ही इज अ
हुआ
फार्मर
है
नो ठीक है
आउट ऑफ
ओके
इज इट ड्यूक और समथिंग
दूसरा
क्या.
क्वेश्चन दे दे
ठीक है
यार हमें
आई आस्क
टैंजेंट
डिफरेंट क्वेश्चन ही इज अ फुटबॉलर ओके
ओह
या दैट इज नॉट थिंक इंग्लैंड बट
गॉड
ओके
ठीक
सोच
है ठीक है ठीक है इतना चलो लास्ट
जाएंगे
क्वेश्चन दिस
ओह
वो
शिट
जेन
अदरवाइज वी
का
कॉल इट अ टाई. हाँ
या जेन टेल्स
अश्मी
लाइक
अच्छा
अरे नहीं
सॉरी
जेन टेल्स
प्रीति
हाउ ही
प्रीति
लेट
क्वेश्चन फिनिश
क्योंकि
करने
पीपल आर
दे
लिसनिंग
यार
ऑल्सो ना पॉडकास्ट तो लोगों के लिए है ना उनको तो सुनने दे क्वेश्चन किया है मतलब उसने जैन प्लीज तो भी आंसर दे दिया. ओके
जेन
गो
टेल्स हाउ
अहेड
ही लैंड्स अप मारिया व्हिच इज थ्रू अ सर्टेन टर्म when Shah Rukh asked how did
jail.
you
Pakistan ki charisma samdhi kya Pakistan ka samdhi
yeah okay
se,
he gets it. Pakistan Pathan da Kamal
Pakistan Pathan da
Kamal
PPK yeah Pakistan Pathan da Kamal but
did you remember that because the he says PPK and then the subtitle says charisma I was like charisma is not spelled with a K I also noticed
I remember Pakistan I knew but charisma I remember the subtitles so mujhe Pakistan Pathan ka kamal nahi aata raha tha but okay got
anyway,
it
anyway Diggy wins congrats
cool okay
awesome with that we are at the end of this very very long episode if you've listened up till here you are awesome we love you and the very last segment that we have is we are going to guess what movie has been picked for next week and it's been picked by Preeti and it's
yes.
from the 2000s so I guess we get like one guess each Ali do you want to go first
okay I main hu na
Oh, actually, we have an unfair advantage because we know which movies are reserved for future guests. So, take another guess.
Oh, okay,
Mehuna, it's not going to be Mehuna. So,
Veer Zara?
That's not picked yet. So, okay, valid guess. Diggy?
I think Sudes.
I think Chalte Chalte.
All of you are wrong.
Oh, God, don't tell me we're watching.
Khushi se bol rahi hai.
Hum tumhare sanam or something like that.
We are watching One Took a Four.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. Good. Good
choice.
Oh, yeah. Not a
I
movie
saw
a lot of people
turn
watch or know it.
7 years, 23 years. 23 years recently it to its release and there were a lot of videos were going around and so I wanna rewatch it. So yes.
Yeah,
One took a four
movie,
it is.
Cool. All right. Next episode. That's what you're watching. Any last thoughts?
Thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank
yes,
you for joining us and thank you for listening in so loyally. We appreciate
yeah,
it.
You're making such a really fun quiz, yeah.
Yeah.
So engaging.
Thank you. Crafty tough.
I think
we
should take lessons.
Close. Yeah.
We were not competitive at all. We are shredding our competitiveness, as Jiggy said.
We need to make a rule to allow the quizmaster to complete the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preeti, is for you. Preeti is for you.
108. Like, imagine someone who's like, maybe seen the movie 7 years ago. They're like, what was the question? Even 108? Kya?
I know.
Achha, theek hai guys. As Shah Rukh said in the movie, and I'm going to repeat it, Dundun, London. So now we are done with the podcast. So.
Dundun, London ho gaya podcast. So, all right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
See you next week.